The two top administrators of the fast-growing Wake County town of Zebulon both resigned in the past 2 weeks. As Colin Campbell reports, the resignations come as the town seeks to resolve a legal battle with a housing developer whose plans it rejected.
Town manager Gilbert Todd resigned last week during a public meeting. He said the town commissioners told him to take unwarranted disciplinary action against the assistant town manager.
Recent developments involving a serious personnel matter have led me to a point where I can no longer continue in this role. I was placed in a position where I was expected to take action that I believe is unethical and inappropriate.
Todd walked out of the meeting after reading the statement. The assistant town manager, Kellyanne Williams, resigned a few days later. Both Todd and Williams were hired by the town late last year after longtime town manager Joe Moore resigned last June. The town planner quit the following month, and his replacement, Matt Lauer, announced his resignation April 7th. He's since returned to the job, according to town commissioner Shannon Baxter. Baxter told WUNC the turnover at town hall is no cause for concern.
I have absolutely no worries, zero trepidation about how Zebulon's doing and where we're going. We continue to move forward, and we've got exciting projects coming our way.
Asked about Todd's allegation that town commissioners demanded he take unethical action against Williams, Baxter says the claim is false.
It came as a shock and a real shame that he would make such spurious statements, because the board has never asked him to operate outside of his contract.
Baxter says the town is rehiring Taiwo Jioba as its interim town manager. He served in that capacity late last year after Moore resigned. Jioba came to Zebulon after he resigned as city manager of much larger Greensboro. WFDD reported a few months later that Greensboro spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to settle claims of unwanted touching made against him by one of his employees there. The turmoil in town leadership comes as Zebulon's attorneys are trying to wrap up a lawsuit over a housing development town commissioners rejected last year. Deacon Development Group had sought rezoning approval to build a 320-unit development called Zebulon South on 100 acres just outside the downtown area. While the town planner at the time said the rezoning application met all standards for approval, the commission voted it down 4-1 last May. Town commissioners like Quinton Miles provided no specifics about the decision during the vote.
We vote. There's no need to explanation at all.
Deacon's attorneys argue in the lawsuit that the decision violated state laws that govern how municipalities handle rezoning requests. The lawsuit claims that several town commissioners voted no because they didn't like the attorney for Deacon presenting the application. It also accuses Baxter of voting no because of concerns about how the development might negatively impact her beekeeping business. She told WUNC she couldn't respond to the allegation directly because of the pending lawsuit, but said it's a, quote, non-issue for the property in question. This week, a judge issued a 60-day delay on the legal proceedings after attorneys for the town and developer said they're close to settling the matter. Lawsuits like this one have caught the attention of state legislators, who want to make it easier for developers to sue over local decisions blocking their projects. House Bill 913 could bring a huge financial hit to towns that lose such lawsuits. In any case where a court determined a town acted unfairly, the developer could be awarded damages equal to 10 times their estimated lost revenue and the increase in building costs associated with the delay. Representative Mark Brody is the bill's sponsor.
It'll send the word. I'm hoping nobody ever has to use this, and I'm hoping this will serve as a warning. But if it does, you're going to have to explain yourself in the court.
Another House bill would allow civil lawsuits against individuals for development decisions they make while serving on a town board or planning commission. Baxter says she's hopeful the legislation won't pass.
Those kinds of legislation are being, you know, put forth by special interest groups. And I think that the governor is very well aware of how damaging that could be to municipalities.
She says Zebulon has continued to be attractive to developers. Colin Campbell, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.